Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I got into an altercation at the grocery store 2 days ago.
What happened?
Dropped a squash. It was like on a pile. I was already.
Is that how women take a shit? I dropped a squash. So I'm dropping a squash.
And we drop it from up here, like Simba.
Here I was dropping a squash. This girl came in. There was no toilet paper.
I dropped a squash. It rolled off on this other woman's side, and
I hate
she like
that happens.
I know.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's the Real Ass Podcast. We're back. We are live.
Are we live?
Yeah,
we're live.
Oh,
100%.
We're live.
No, we're that live. Was last week.
Wait, what? It's Biggs here. What's going on?
Get Biggs Keen.
Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast, live Wednesday.
Sure.
Show. Wednesday show. It's a Wednesday show. We're here live. People, we're going to be on time from now on. It's a new thing, a new commitment that I have that we will be starting the show on time moving forward. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat right now, right here, live live chat. KKK Killer called me the N-word, and Johnny Pancakes said Ian's a fag. And the Undertaker says that Jordan looks like a dude today.
So I always look like a dude. When do I not look like a dude?
Very mean.
It's very affectionate, actually.
Dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady. Welcome to the show. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, pal.
Very excited about the show. We have two incredible guests on the show from the Buy Guys podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ian Finance is back on the show.
Yeah.
Against my better judgment.
What?
Come He's on. An ally.
Yeah.
No, Lewis.
Against my judgment.
Because of his snafu, his little run-in.
What was your snafu?
Do you want to talk about it? We don't have to talk about it.
What is in your mouth?
It's a She's... sucker.
You don't call it a sucker. That's
it's a ball
thing.
Of cum.
She sucks.
I roll around in here for a while.
You can't.
Until it solidifies into a marble that I keep.
She puts cum in her upper lip like a snooze.
75% of our... 75% of our audience is audio only, and they're
oh,
just
I'm
listening
really
to
sorry. They like it.
No, do you think they like that? Like what are they
ASMR.
Call it? ASMR.
Yeah, because they'll
you
picture
have a
her
tiny,
sucking.
Tiny little dick. Your dick is tiny. It's a little pathetic.
Is that ASMR where you shame a dick? That's the thing they do on OnlyFans. Like you'll pay a girl and be like, "Hey, rate my dick. Like, give me a review."
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
We should get our dicks reviewed by an OnlyFans whore.
Oh dude, let's go right now. I'll.
Thus protest
can we
too
find,
much.
Can we
women?
Find one?
I'll log into my account right now.
Doggy, can we find one? Who I did see this? Who does that?
Give me your card.
What do you mean, give me my card?
Well,
I'm not fucking paying for some fucking whore to fucking tell me that I have a little dick. I know. I already know it.
No, you have a nice dick.
I have an okay dick.
I know exactly what your dick looks like.
How do you know exactly what my dick looks like?
I just know what
that's
how
I want you. All
right,
like. Please. I want you to draw my dick absolutely. Right now for me, Jordan. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Jensen's back on the show.
To scale?
What?
To scale?
To scale.
Yes, it has scales.
Hard or soft?
Like an armadillo.
Hard or soft?
I want hard. I want to see exactly hard what you imagine my dick to look like.
Okay.
She sure is a swastika.
All right. I think it's like this.
Some people in the race live chat right now, very upset. They think that we're not live, which is it's a very weird way to be. Why would they not think that?
If they're interacting with you in the moment,
I think you have huge
exactly.
balls.
Shane Gillis's come says, Lewis, this isn't live. We're upset.
I think it's like that.
Let's see.
What?
I wish I had balls that large.
I thought you had big balls.
That looks like a fucking, that looks like ass. Like,
am I kind of right about the dick, though? Am I like, kind of right about the dick?
Like a human ass hanging below that dick.
Let me add.
You got to shade it in.
I think this is accurate. I can see in your face.
Wing?
That's kind of accurate.
Wings? I'm adding veins.
You're adding, no, you did add a swastika, and that's actually...
They're veins. They're veins.
Swastika veins.
They're veins. And then Lewis is different colors, like Italian Neapolitan.
1,000%. Yeah, different shades of purple.
Well, the tip is a little bit pink. Then there's like an area... like
strawberry.
Where if I get hard, it pulls that back. Like it's not. I don't have a foreskin, but where would be covering the foreskin is under the helmet. Whatever that area
brown.
Is.
Brown.
No, that's pinker.
Oh, yeah, that's light.
No. Okay, I'm sorry.
Ah, yeah.
The tip is like a light brown, like almost the color of my skin. The
chocolate?
Tip basically matches the color of my skin.
The tip of your dick would be a perfect cup of coffee.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Then you get under the helmet around that ring. It's like pink, like Zach.
Yeah,
it's just right. like a happy.
That's the part the sun doesn't see.
Then you go down to the first ring of the shaft where they, I think, is what they snipped. So the scar tissue.
The first ring. There are many rings.
There's a dark brown. It's, like brown. It's a dark brown.
That's how you can tell how old Puerto Ricans are.
Yeah. How many?
That's how old you can
tell. How many
the girl
slashes
Lewis's
they have on their dick?
It is a dark brown, and then down the shaft, it is a mocha, like a darker
it's not
than
mocha,
darker than the tip, not as dark as the ring underneath the.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say it. It's a little gray. Is there a little gray hue going on the shaft?
Sometimes.
Yeah, there's a little bit of gray.
Somebody,
Grim Reaper.
Big J described my penis skin as like E.T. skin.
Yes.
Ugh.
But when he was sick.
Yeah, when he was in the hospital.
Yeah, when he was, yeah.
When your dick was in the hospital?
No, when
dying?
He was,
oh, yes, dying. Yes. Yes. That's the scariest movie in the world to me. I've seen every horror movie. E.T. is still the scariest.
I don't think I've watched it since I was a kid. It was one of the only movies that actually, it didn't make me cry, but it almost made me cry when I was a kid. And my mom and sister called me out on it. It's very funny what a difference, like the way I raised my son. If my son cries, he'll cry on almost any movie. He's a real fucking homo, right? He really is he's just waterworks. Doesn't really matter. And I was watching E.T. as a kid, and they have E.T. in the hospital, and I'm watching it with my sister, and I sit up, and because I'm like, you know, on the spectrum or whatever, I start like rocking when I'm uncomfortable, like this, like
yes.
person, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk anymore, and my sister and my mom were like,
this movie made him retarded.
He's going to fucking cry. They started making fun of me.
Wow.
And they started laughing at me. They were like, yeah, just cry. Just let it out. And then my sister started laughing. Then my mom started laughing. And then I was like, no, I would never cry. And then I didn't cry for 25 years. And then I cried. And then now I cry for everything. My girlfriend, I cried on our second date.
What?
Why? I did.
Why?
She started talking about my mom.
The bill came out. Couldn't get it up.
Wow.
I did. Whoa. I cried on our second date and she still dated me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I was just, whatever, we were just talking
that
about life.
That would have been game over for me.
It was
teary guy?
Teary guy
who's like, I'm really sorry, I don't know this. Guy who's doing Miss America, I really just moved. Dude,
was
I would have been
at a
there.
Restaurant or was it?
It was at a restaurant, at an Italian place. What was the place called? I forget. It was at an Italian spot in Los Angeles. And we're just like, in the moment, just drinking a little too much wine, started talking about my mom, and then I just like got caught up. Got
bottle
up.
Of red.
I broke up with a guy because he cried one time.
Really?
Yeah, we were in his hometown, and we went to his old high school, and he was like looking at all the like memorabilia. He like ran track.
That's what he calls the girls that go there.
Memorabilia. Yeah. These are all my memorabilia. No, I wish that it had been that, but then he started tearing up, and I was like, I think it's over. There's no way I can come back from this.
Well, that's different. Crying about your wistful high school past is lame.
That's
crying
as lame
your
as crying
dead
about your
mother.
Mom.
Is,
oh, she's
is
dead.
Valid.
Oh, fine.
Oh, I didn't just cry about like my mom who's like
alive.
I can call her
at home.
Oh, I thought you were like moved by her, you know, position in your life or something.
No,
like she was.
No.
Oh, okay, great. No, we're still.
No,
we're
sort of,
still.
Sort of crying about like regret and like fucking.
Yeah, that's natural. That's normal. But going back and crying,
yeah.
looking at a letter vest, like a letter jacket.
Yes.
And you're
that's
just
exactly
standing
what
there
it
like,
was.
Wait, why are we in a high school right
now? Yeah, I was like, how can we even get here? Why am I in your memories?
Yeah. Do you wish I was in high school? What is happening?
But she's a fucking good chick. She also thought that the video of me blowing Bobby Kelly was real.
Which it looks very real.
She mentioned
it to me.
She mentioned it to me. Wait, till just now?
I don't think about it a lot. Okay, well, I try to block it out,
but I think about it every day of my life.
Whatever year that was, I didn't know you or Bobby.
Yeah.
And I remember being like,
wow, they really want views.
Yes. Did it, and a guy did suck his own dick, right? That did happen.
That happened on Legion of Skanks. Byron sucked his own dick on stage.
What?
And then you pretended to suck Bobby's dick?
He had a dildo in his crotch.
Oh, you know what? I didn't know it was a dildo.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, I feel like it would be more impressive that Bobby would be rock hard in front of an audience.
Yeah, totally.
More than that you would suck his dick.
Yeah, but my chick thought, she was like, she was mentioned in passing, like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. She's like, she was like, yeah, it was like the time you blew. She thought it was Big J. She's like, it's like when you blew Big J on stage. She was like, that was like wild, right? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, it was Bobby Kelly, first of all. And she was like, oh, really? And I was like, you know, it wasn't a real dick. She was like, oh, really? She was like, I totally thought it was real. And no. I was like, you know, and then
that
she,
would make me then break up with her.
No,
I'd be like, you just have been walking around thinking I blew my buddy, my old buddy.
She was just like, I thought you were just so comfortable with your sexuality. And just were so for the joke that you were willing to blow your friend on stage in front of an audience. And
that's
she was like,
do you want one of my rings to propose to her right
no,
now?
She's a good
do
one.
You want that one of my amazing. Rings to beat her with?
Doggy.
That would be.
I mean,
I
just
be.
the sweetness that she thought you would be that funny.
Doggy, she gave me the best birthday gift I've ever received in my entire life.
What was it? Acceptance and love.
No, she gave me a fucking candle that says "Light me when you want a blowjob."
Whoa!
Which is a solid gift. Now, here's the thing:
it's a trick candle.
It's a gift. It never goes out. she played a trick on herself. no, but here I'll get. Here's you because women will. You know, you'll get a fucking coupons, one of those things, right? This is a fucking candle that has lasted months this far, and she's done it every time. Every time I've lit it, and I haven't been.
You don't abuse it.
I don't abuse it because I feel like I don't want to ruin it. What about in the middle of a fight?
That's when I would do it.
I would do it.
She's like, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, don't do it. Don't. You know what I mean?
Robbers cut the power to my house.
Yeah, here we go.
Lewis has a closet full of replacement candles.
These candles lasted forever.
Is it a candle that she bought, or is it like a Spencer's Gifts? This is a blowjob candle. It is a blowjob candle.
No. It's a candle. I think that she made the label for it. I don't know. I think she actually made the label. I don't know. But I will say she's done it every fucking time. And she's not happy about it. I see it on her face. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
That's amazing. Get her in here.
No.
Do you ever put on candle in the wind?
No. And then fart in her face.
What's the best Christmas or birthday gift I ever got? I can't think of anything.
I don't like gifts at all. Her gifts fucking rule because they're thoughtful.
You gotta be a very thoughtful, caring person to give a really good gift.
Yeah. I just like buy something. I'm like, let me just buy something expensive. Mm. Fuck it. That's how I show my love. I regularly am like, you know, I show affection regularly. It's not like I'm, you know, with my words and actions and all that other shit. But when it comes to a gift, I'm not like trying to fucking... I'm just not super thoughtful with gifts.
Me neither. I wait till somebody's like, I want this, and then I remember that and buy that and save it.
You are. You got me that coat. I needed a coat. It was really nice. It was good.
You don't wear that coat.
Yeah, because it's fucking summer.
Oh, right. You know what the best gift I got was?
What?
Season pass to Darien Lake.
Hmm.
A guy.
I don't know Darien Lake.
Oh. It's like Six Flags.
Okay, sick.
And he got it for me as like a please don't break up with me thing. And then I broke up with him, had the pass, had it all summer.
Anytime you want. Yeah. But he also had a season pass.
No, just me.
He got you just a season pass?
Yeah, because I think you can bring somebody in with your pass.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You should have brought him there and been like, you are not good enough to ride this ride.
Nice.
And then just gone in alone.
Yeah. You have to be this much not a loser to ride this ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a hairless rat once. My friend smoked me up.
You started a podcast with him.
Yes. I wish that he was hairless. Jesus Christ.
That was good. We just got a taxidermied rat to hang in the studio.
We did not. It's a felted rat.
It's felt. Well, what's
the difference? Do you know what a felted rat is?
No.
A little woman took felt and needle knit it out of felt.
It's not a real rat.
Not a real rat.
I think it's a real rat.
Dude, $100. Yeah. It's a stuffed animal. Down, we got bro. A small stuffed animal.
That's a felted
rat? No, that's the naked rat. And I got that for my birthday after she smoked me up on a
huge love rats.
Bun. No, I hate that.
Why does your vibe say I love rats?
Well, I like Look the New York City rats. I love them.
You yeah, do. You have Jordan's like, you know, she does have like, she has a like a pet rat vibe.
Yeah.
I had a pet chinchilla. I love the rats in New York City. The fat ones are above ground. The skinny ones are below ground.
The fat ones that can't get into the holes.
Oh, well. My God.
And
I
they
love
kick
them.
Their little feet.
They kick their little feet.
No, no, no. I hate them. I hate rats. I hate rodents. I hate.
I don't mind them.
But weirdly, I could. If somebody said, "Hey, here's my pet rat," I'd hold it and kiss it right in its mouth. But if it was on the ground and somebody's like, "That's not a pet rat, that's a street rat," I would scream like a little girl.
Street rat.
Because they dominate the city. They own this place, and we all know it. It's like a gang of people that we just don't talk about.
Rats, like, not feeling it at all.
Cockroaches, I hate.
I can't even kill a cockroach. Like, I'm such a girl. Feeling it smush underneath my foot gives me chills.
Yeah, but you got to man up.
Would you break up with a guy if he also had this?
Hell yeah.
If I made you kill the cockroaches, Ian,
I'm looking to see if it's a felt rat.
No, Ian, we're over it.
All right.
How would you tell me to kill the thing? Would you go like this?
You fuck.
It's a felt rat. It's a felted rat.
I'll bet you $5.
It's a stuffed animal. Way more than that we have to bet because I'm so five. Fine.
Nice. Oh boy, Ian, get off the phone.
Well, how am I going to
get off
this
the phone?
Out?
We're live here, live
at
on a
the end
Wednesday
of the show.
At the Gas Digital Studios right now. People got very upset because I said that I was going to change the show because it was taking like an hour and a half to get here every day. We were showing up late every day. The show was starting late every day. So I said I was going to start pre-taping the shows instead of being live. And then people got fucking so upset. They're like, dude, Lewis is a fucking pussy. There was a whole Reddit thread about it, a Facebook thread about
Your
it.
Fans.
Yeah, I would never. So just so you guys know, I would never pre-tape a show. And that's that. We're only live here.
That's
wow! You really backed down off that. Pretty
573 Gasline. Give us a ring, guys. If you're watching live,
oh my god!
Give us a
Holy
ring.
Holy shit! Did you guys see a fucking Michael Jackson impersonator got killed on the subway today?
No way! That happened.
That's fucking nuts!
Get out of here! How'd he die?
Just now?
Some hero?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Wild shit, man.
Wild shit's happening out there in the world.
My god.
Look, let's
wait. Are you kidding me? Russia just invaded Ukraine? Oh my god.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors on the show, which is Manscaped. Manscaped.com. I'll tell you right now, they are one of the best products that we've ever promoted on this show. If you guys are trying to trim your balls and dick, you got to do it with their lawnmower 4.0. It is the best way to do it. It takes just a few seconds. It's nearly impossible to nick yourself. Honestly, it's just a great product that I literally use every single week.
Yep. Not only does the lawnmower have the skin-safe technology, it also has an LED light so you can navigate in the dark, and it also works in the shower. They actually also have the brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair.
I love it, dude. I'm getting older, my nose hairs start creeping out, my ears hair starts creeping out. You take it, it's like
it looks like a pen.
It looks like a pen. You go ing. 2 seconds later, they're done. You look great. It's just if you're a guy like me, I'm not a fucking manscaping type guy where I'm going to spend the time to do it. You want to make it convenient. You want to make it easy. I love it. My chick loves it. You're going to love it. You got to go to manscaped.com.
Absolutely. They also have the Beard Hedge Pro Kit. They have creams. They have lotions. And all you got to do is go to manscaped.com today, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping with our code REALASS.
Right now, go to manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS. 20% off, free shipping. Why not? Why wouldn't you do it? Go there now. Father's Day is coming up, by the way. It's a great gift. So go there and do that. All right, where were we? Let's see. Dead Wolf King says, Lewis is a pussy.
Whoa!
Fuck you, Dead Wolf King, you little bitch.
That is crazy that you won't kill a bug.
I won't kill a bug.
Yeah.
A you small won't kill one? A bug? What if it's a
no,
little
no, no, no.
You
no,
make
no.
a proclamation. You make a proclamation that you're going to pre-tape, and then you bend because people don't like it. You won't kill a bug.
Yeah, we have to talk about your confidence here. Yeah. Jim is not going to give you confidence.
It's not killing
a
dude. It's the smushiness. It's the crunchiness.
Yeah, we all hate it. None of us are like yes. No. We
yeah,
all
you don't
despise.
Like it because they have a spine and you don't.
Oh. Bam, 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 bam. I don't have a button over here. Bam.
They're invertebrates. don't know if they are. I don't know what an invertebrate is.
I get why you said that, because it feels like you invert their whatever a bray is.
Their bray.
But,
yeah. The bray's inverted.
Yeah, the bray's inverted.
No, they're exoskeletons.
What about
the mighty mitochondria?
Fuck faces.
What about the little things that like this?
They don't.
We both were quiet immediately. We were like, present. Here.
I'm going with Lewis on this one.
What do you mean? What? You won't.
They don't have spines. They don't have spines.
Well, they crunch.
They don't have spines.
They don't have spines.
Yeah, from the
it doesn't matter. His bit, it was good. I never give him credit for anything.
Yeah,
good.
But the bit, if it doesn't make sense. You can't say I'm spineless.
Okay, but you have even less of a spine.
What are you?
Then zero.
No,
what are you, fucking Gen Z queer dissecting a joke? Just laugh and move
dissect
on.
Dissect a bug. You'll see it doesn't have a spine, bitch.
Nice. That's also good. That was also
That's fair. Was that a taser sound?
No, we should. Can we get some new gun sound effects like a laser?
Can I get that little dog in here?
Can we get the dog in?
Can we get the dog in?
Can I get a liquid death?
Dude, this is good. We got to get these.
Yeah. Rest. How many beverages do you need, lady?
Listen, give me yours. Slide it over here.
Oh, you one.
That's coffee.
We get it. You guys come to the studio. Just take,
coffee?
take.
Yeah, I'm dripping sweat over
Holy
here, too.
Holy shit.
Every time she comes into my house, she opens every cap. I came home last night, and she fucking...
That was an awful laugh.
A chocolate... She
I thought Zach fell asleep.
Why were you talking?
Nice. These guys.
We're fucking at each other's throats today. No one's safe.
That was like
yeah, it's like we're homeless on the subway.
Oh, at each other's throats.
Okay, let's do our plugs.
That was
good.
Homeless.
It was good, dude. Sometimes,
thank you.
You know.
Can you charge my phone?
Hell yeah.
Can I have Picasso?
Thanks, anyone, William. William makes everyone uncomfortable. She comes in with her fucking.
Hot. Dude, I went to the doctor the other day, and he was like checking my body, but he made a woman who looked like her, but like very sheepish, stand in the corner to make sure that he didn't like sexually molest me. I was like, can you just rape me and let this woman go? This is awful. This feels
worse. It's part of the fantasy, right? A doctor with the strong hands feeling your body. That'd be kind of hot.
No, he
chick.
Was a small Jewish man. I hated it.
Dude,
but
if I was a woman, I swear to God, every time I went to the gynecologist, I would fucking just start coming.
You'd bring up blowjob.
No, it's in a horrible feeling.
No, dude. I'd fucking spread my legs, like, get in there, doc. And he'd fucking start digging in
dude,
there.
Dude, I did
no,
have
it's
one
so
that.
Sterile.
Yeah.
The gyno.
The problem is the scalp, whatever it is,
speculum.
Is cold, and they are cold when applied.
I would make him breathe on it first. So,
what if you warmed it up with his
mouth? Can you breathe? Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, like insert.
You said
put breathe.
It in his mouth. Okay.
I would have him put it under his armpit for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have him breathe on it. Like, Doc, can you warm that up for me? And then I fucking have him put it right in. How many do you think there are women that get really turned on?
I did get turned on one time when it was
really
yes. The person put it in and then grabbed my shoulder for leverage and then stuffed it in more. And I was like, oh, we're done. It was crazy, dude. It was nuts.
Like an arm wrestler grabbed on the peg.
And yes, dude. Yeah, like that exactly. It was nuts.
Like
you got his foot on my forehead.
Dude, I don't know.
You got
why.
Stabbed in John Wick.
It was like this. It was like in, and then maybe they were trying.
Dude, on the shoulder, it's pretty hot.
So hot.
It's pretty hot, dude. Hand on the shoulder, like while he looks at you and goes.
I mean, there was no
did
lip
he bite
biting.
His lip bite?
No, yeah. I think
I
it was even
my
better.
Lip.
He was looking
I bite
at
my
the
lip
gunner.
Anytime I do anything that I have to concentrate on. So if I was a gynecologist, I'd be biting my lip.
All right, now take a big breath, and I'm going to pull your hair in one, two.
Going to apply light pressure around your throat.
Yeah,
I've been watching a lot of therapist porn.
Therapist.
Have you gotten into that?
No, I haven't.
It's like basically a woman who has two people come in. For me, I like it to be step siblings, and they're fighting. And then the therapist is like, you know what, you guys, you know what will help you guys if you guys have sex with each other? I'm going to help you with this. Hmm. It's really good porn.
No, wouldn't do it for me. The step sibling thing, it's kind of, it wouldn't do it. Like, you know, I have to be able to put myself there. And I just, you know, nobody was married. Nobody got remarried. Got none of that stuff.
But does the therapist porn do it? But now I can't make eye contact with my therapist. I
can
lie to him. He was like, why
can't
you look at me? I was like, my dad problems.
Have I ever done therapist porn? No. Massage porn.
Oh, massage porn rules.
Oh, my girl. Let me tell you how much my girl rules as well. I don't know. Can you keep on saying how much my girl
up.
Rules?
Do I'm going to throw
no,
up.
She rules
do it.
She told me when she goes on tour that I'm allowed to get rub and tugs from Asians, but as long as they're not hot.
That's not. That's. bad.
That's bad. It's a bad thing.
Why?
I told her I wouldn't.
You shouldn't tell people. Whoa. That that's what she said. That's like
it's fucking the best.
Why?
You can get blowjobs.
No, no, only, not blowjobs. Not blowjobs.
Black handy. Women. No, if a black woman does it, it's not
no,
a real blowjob.
No, wait, what? you heard ugly, and it became black for you.
You said
no.
Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so being like, you can give me a rub and tug, but only from an Asian is like, it's like when a guy's like...
Is she crazy? Am I hearing yes. something wrong? Or
sometimes
she's saying...
Sometimes the wires don't connect. Like,
dude!
I think Jordan's interpretation of that is that Asian women aren't real
yeah,
people. Yeah,
so totally.
Cheating.
If I was like, you can fuck a dude, but he can only be a small Asian man, that's, I think...
Yeah, that's a wash.
I think it's okay. I just think it's funny.
I don't know,
to
what,
just
I don't know what you're talking about, Jordan.
If okay, you know when
she also says about black people. Did she did right? Am yeah. I missing something?
No, I don't know where the connection was.
Ian, you're retarded. Look at me.
What
he said? I can get jerked. Imagine if I was like, Ian, you can get jerked off, but only by Asian women. What would that
not,
imply?
I didn't say Asian women. I said unattractive women.
You said Asian women.
I said unattractive Asians.
Yes.
I specifically,
but first you said Asian.
That no. would imply that possibly I could do sex acts, but they had to be with ugly people.
But I didn't hear ugly. I heard Asian, and
that's
then
a,
I was like,
that's a you problem.
You said
though.
Asian
yeah,
women.
So how
Shannon,
did you jump
Shannon,
from Asian?
Did I say ugly? Did I say
you tagged it on?
You said ugly. I understand what Jordan is saying.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm lost. You say this before. Must be some sort of girl thing. Okay, yeah.
You are not. You are agreeing with him. You know exactly what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The rule would
why?
Be.
I have your back. I know what you
the rule would be.
Why not be just ugly women? Why Asian ugly women?
Well, because that's who's giving rub and tugs.
Oh.
And if you want one,
it's
99
not about Asian,
Clinton
it's about
Street.
Ugly.
99 okay. Clinton Street, Lower East Side. They really. Tug you.
Ian, you're fucking ratting them out. You're doxing hookers.
I'm not doxing. They're not hookers.
Ian.
They're masseuses.
You're sending people that we... This is live, so we can't edit that out.
Oh,
do
I'm trying to support...
Do you get less rub and tugs because of that?
I don't get rub and tugs at all.
Right. That's just my...
Why are you winking?
I'm twitching. I'm coming right now. There's an Asian jerking me off under the table.
We look under. It's just a hideous Asian woman. Just one tiny eye.
Mr. Gomez.
Doggy, yeah, you can't fucking go and rat people out. You
I'm not ratting
rat.
Out.
That's
I'm,
what you do.
I'm
you
letting people know
rat.
Where they want to go to support women.
It's not supporting women.
And they a are, woman there tried are, to give me one. I said no, and she hugged me, kissed me on the cheek, and goes, "You are my boyfriend.
You're my boyfriend. I love yeah. you so much."
Yeah. I got her a blowjob candle.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank you, YoDelta.com, for supporting the show. Longtime supporter of the show. If you guys are over 21 years old and living in a state where YoDelta... And living in a state where Delta 8 THC is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you'll find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience that Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, just right now go to YoDelta.com, use that promo code GAS, save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS. Okay, where were we?
Can we do our plugs now? I tried to do plugs a while ago.
Let's plug it up.
Plug it up, baby boys. Ian, what you plugging on?
What I'm plugging on? May 16th, Spokane Comedy Club. May 17th, Tacoma Comedy Club. May 19th to 20th, Atlantic City Comedy Club. May 21st, Stamford, Connecticut, New York City Comedy Club. Zach told me they
too
got a great
much.
Green room. I can't
much.
Wait.
Let's go.
IanFinance.com. Be an Ian with Jordan. And buy guys on Gas Digital Network. Patreon.com/BeAnIanPod. Boom. Thank you.
Jordan?
May 18th through the 20th. Nope. I'm at Funny Bone, Connecticut. Then I'm at Comedy Works in Denver, the 25th to the 27th. Then I'm at Punchline, Philadelphia, the 1st to the 3rd. That's it. Three. You
three.
Can't...
I gave four.
You did three.
You did 112. That yeah. was so
I
many.
Did four.
You do that every podcast up with us.
Zach, can we go?
I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, there you go.
Live stuff coming up this month.
Fuck you.
Houston,
fuck
Texas.
You. Fuck you.
Smell
guys,
that.
Can I do my plugs now?
Don't.
Can I plug my shit now? Is that okay? You
guys he's plugging his shit into my ew. Nose.
May 19th, 20th, Secret Group, Houston, Texas. 21st, Lafayette, Louisiana. This is all with Zach in the Comics Roadhouse, Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohegan Sun at the end of the month. Then we got Detroit, Grand Rapids, Emes, Pennsylvania, Chicago, and more coming up. Plus, the Legion of Skanks live in the New England area. So grab those tickets. All those tickets and more available at lewisofskanks.com. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a ton of fun. Let's see. Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is a piece of shit. Lewis is lazy. Lewis sucks.
This can't be good for you.
What?
To just relentlessly be hearing these things.
It is, because I take it and then I desensitize myself to it. And then it feels nice after a little while. Yeah. Yeah. It does. It really does.
Okay.
I was going on the subreddits, I mean, years ago. Like what? before anybody was fucking doing that. Like I was out there and just fucking like just taking like bullets to the chest. Just
lazy.
I can't read any of it.
Loser, not
weird
funny.
Colored dick.
Why do you look at it?
You gotta look at it sometimes though.
No, it's so bad for you.
Yeah, I can't look. No. They always say exactly my fears. They're like, they really hit the nail on the head. I'm not going
to start to hang out with Ian for the rest of her life.
What? Yeah, totally.
That's a blessing.
Dude, sure. That guy last night.
What guy last night?
There was a guy outside the cellar that was like a glimpse. I mean, he was Ghost of Christmas Future of Ian. He was a crazy man.
No,
he was
you like, said oh, Ghost of Christmas Future
I was
of
making
us.
You feel better, but that dude is
you
in the future.
You fucking cunt? No.
No.
It was us.
That dude was scrambled.
I have you on video saying us.
I'm a good friend.
What was he like? What was the guy like?
I mean, he had a backpack.
Oh, yeah. The backpack was, yeah.
I legit have a picture of you with your glasses on your forehead and him
they were
with
your
his glasses.
Glasses
on the forehead.
They were your glasses.
With your face. This guy was, he was holding a brown paper bag of beer and trying to get a bunch of comics to open packs of cards and then talk about them, which we did, and it was fine, but he was just so like, and another thing, and another thing, and he had to sign them, and I wrote, hey, calm it down.
Dude, a guy came in yesterday, just came into the studio and started eating cookies and drinking coffee.
That rules. See, that's me in the Ghost of Christmas Future. Me scrambling through people's kitchens like that?
It was...
Who was it?
It was just some fucking black dude. And it was funny, Mickey Gall was here, and Gerard, who is a big fucking dude, he trains. Justin Silver, who's box. It was yeah. Like, we all just fucking converged on this guy, and this guy did not give a fuck. He was like, nah, let me tell you something, though. And he kept on trying to talk. Like, I was like, bro, you got to get the fuck out right now. You got to go. And then he kept on trying to talk.
While munching?
Yeah, while munching.
Nice.
Oh, that's smart.
That's a fucking...
Standing his meal.
That's really yeah. good.
That's making me fucking furious.
So right what now. Happened?
I kicked him out eventually. That was that.
And there was no physical altercation?
No physical altercation. No, he don't want this heat, doggy.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I got into an altercation at the grocery store 2 days ago.
What happened?
Dropped a squash. It was like on a pile. I was already...
Is that how women take a shit? I dropped a squash.
Dropped a squash.
So I'm dropping a squash.
And we drop it from up here, like Simba.
Here I was dropping a squash. This girl came in. There was no toilet paper.
I dropped a squash. It rolled off on this other woman's side. And
I hate
she like
that happens.
I know.
That big of a squash, huh?
It was not a threat to her at all. It just went onto her side. And then she like looked at me with rage. So I was like, oh, let's go. I'm furious that this woman would possibly be upset by this. And I was like, oh, did one fall? And she goes, yes, you were jumping around and things. And I was like, I wasn't jumping around. I don't know what you're talking. I moved a squash. And then she goes, you should apologize. So I picked up the squash. I was so mad. And I was like, I'm so sorry that I dropped you near this fucking cunt bitch. I was.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. You yeah, I was so mad. I was like, you know what? I should apologize. And I picked it up. And she was like, ugh. She was like, oh, the Europeans in this city, the rich.
Just so
I'm it's weird, like I'm just in a better place. Like I used to just be in those situations all the
oh,
time.
Oh yeah, I'm in them all the time all on the my time. Motorcycle. Oh my god,
I'm just like maybe I'm just coming like a little bit like older, just a little less crazy. It still
fatherhood
happens sometimes.
Helps you.
Yeah, it's happened since fatherhood too. Like I've definitely gotten into crazy things, but it just happens a little less and less. I'm just.
I think you're just running out of people to fight with.
Not even running out of people.
You're just tired.
I think I'm exhausted. I think I've learned after 41 years that it's like, it's just, it just is never going to get me anywhere. Like, there's been so many times where I'm like, you just make a decision to freak out or be a dick or like whatever it is, right? And then it makes life so much harder every single fucking time. And that's sort of maybe what I've learned. And I'll get caught once in a while. Look, I just got the car impounded. That was just a moment where like I have Larry David moments all the time, where I just can't let something go. I was just explaining to my chick before why I can't go into the deli on the corner.
Why?
It's because I walked in, and I was buying a sandwich, and I'll give you the long story short. I was buying a sandwich. You have a minimum on a credit card, and it was like an $8 or $9 sandwich is $10 minimum. So she's like, the girl's like, yeah, you gotta spend the minimum. And I was like, okay. Like, in my mind, I'm going, I'm here every day. I was like, you just.
And a $9 minimum is egregious. Yeah, unacceptable.
Look,
no, there's a lie.
There's a 30 cent fee. So the reason those places have those minimums, which I'm not even sure is legal, to be honest with you.
That's the thing. It's not by law.
So the reason they have them is because they don't want to spend the 30 cents. If you're spending 50 cents on a fucking stick of gum, they don't want to have to spend 30 cents of it, right?
Right.
But it's just a dumb sort of arbitrary number, right? So she goes, yeah, you have to spend a minimum. So I'm like, fine. I grab a fucking naked green drink and I bring it over. So now I'm spending like $13. And I'm like, whatever. I don't say nothing. But in my mind, I go, okay, bitch, check. Like, this is who I am to you. I'm here regularly. Maybe I'll bring my business elsewhere next time. Yeah. It's all in my head, though.
Uh-huh.
Say nothing, right?
Yeah.
Boop, checks me out. And I was like, oh, so I have the sandwich and the thing. I was like, oh, let me get a bag. She goes, yeah, that's 30 cents. And then I was like, yeah, but I only got a credit. She was like, $10 minimum.
Oh, no. My God.
I was like, no. I was like, really? This is how you treat your customers? Like, I'm a regular. And she goes, fuck you, dude. And then I was like, fuck me, bitch.
I wouldn't have been
and
able
then
to
I
do,
took
do
all
that.
Of the candy and all yes, the things yes, on the counter. Yes.
No, you didn't. Like, yeah.
Clean,
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I was like,
no.
Clean this up now, bitch.
Yes.
No, you
yes,
didn't.
Yes,
I swear to God.
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
Are you serious?
I would have done that.
You fucking
incredible.
Dick.
Incredible.
That's a bad move.
So
no,
I
it's
win.
Not. I would have done that too. That
That's a bad move.
Fuck but, you would have.
But it's like Larry David has these moments where like he's in the right, but he kind of like he just freaks out in a different way. Usually he's like, you know, like. But
yeah,
me,
but he
I
had
get
to Puerto Rican it up by turning it to
Ian, think about it. She said, fuck you. She has to clean that up. He just gets to walk out and leave. She can't call the cops. He's just gone.
She's got
to
clean.
That's the best move.
She's got
to
clean.
She has to pick up candy.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's what I would have done.
Spike the drink. Spit on the
ground. Rape her. Hold her down.
Yeah.
Kill her family.
Spike the drink.
Don't drop the candy.
It's my drink.
Yeah, but you didn't even want it. Take the top off like a grenade. Throw it on the ground.
That's worse than the candy.
Worse. That would have been worse.
You have to clean up like the green juice between the fucking cracks and the crevices of the thing. There's rats and cockroaches that Jordan loves, apparently.
Yeah, I love them.
They're fucking lapping them up.
Jordan's there. Is there soda pop in here? Wait. Did you? It was. I think you're imagining like a big rack of candy that he broke.
No. With the stuff that's on the counter.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like gum and like fucking nuts. It's an Asian place. There's some ginseng and fucking dick pills. And there's all this stuff on the counter. And I just fucking went whoosh. And I've done that move before. It's not right.
God,
I know it's not right.
Feels good.
Were
it's crazy.
In there?
Yeah.
Did people see it?
A guy tried to fight me.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, thank God you're here, sir, because I will fuck you up.
You said that?
Yeah. Because she was the girl was trying to fight me.
What kind of girl was it?
Asian, Uyghur Asian.
Nice.
Like an Awkwafina.
Yeah.
I got into a fight at the airport a couple weeks ago and the security had to break it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Jordan's pretty real ass, I will say.
I get
a lot of people in the racist live chat are saying that over and over again that Jordan is real ass because we are live. So. Mm-hmm.
I got so furious. Yeah, I fought, and it was a kid put his threw his jacket onto my laptop as it was going through security, like this like 19-year-old gangly kid. And then they had to run it again. So I was like, keep your shit to your own bin next time,
you
right?
You said to him, you're like, hey.
Yeah, I said that to him. I said, keep your own shit to your own. I mean,
if somebody threw shit in my bin, ooh.
Dude, I was furious.
And I had to run it again?
Listen.
I am now being inconvenienced?
And I was late. And
ooh,
this is what I was
doing.
Where's
the candy on the counter,
I was
doggy.
Going like this.
I'd run over to the fucking Just Newsstand.
And I was like, just say that to him. I was like, keep your own fucking shit to your own fucking bin. And I turned back. And then I felt a tap. And I was like, thank God. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to. Now I can fight this kid. And I turn and it's his dad. And it's just this like stocky built dude. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to fight this guy. But then he talked and he was like, don't talk to my son that way.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're British, bitch. And then I just like I told him that his son was going to be weak because he was standing up to a woman for him. And then the mom came in and they were up on me like this. And I was like, your boy's going to be a little bitch. He's never going to, you know, I flipped out. And then finally the security guards over here were like dying laughing. These like seven black dudes. And finally one step in and went like separated us. And then I just, when somebody says break it up and there's a hand on your chest, that's the best feeling because it means they're not going to punch you and you can just, and I just went. Yeah. Off. I was like, he's gonna be a little pathetic, and I know that the whole family was like, she is right. Because he was standing and watching.
You were saying things that they're never gonna like
unhear. I ruined their weekend. Like, yeah. Yeah.
That awkward car ride after that for them.
Quiet. Saw them walk away and I was like, you all, because I saw the mom see the dad realize what I was saying was accurate and she slid in, you know what I mean? Like she was like, don't emasculate him, he never makes me come, kind of thing. And she slid in right up here and they were just, oh. And they were a little shorter than me. Oh, and those black guys were laughing.
Yeah.
Great. Felt great. Felt incredible.
I love making a black guy laugh.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. Make them run around.
Real. Yeah.
Best.
They love running. Feeling. They love that.
Yeah.
It's like letting a dog out under the yard. It's just fucking black guys love to run, doggy.
They do. And laugh and run.
He's like just finding his spot. Like
they really are like the hyenas in Lion King. They love laughing and running.
Like a dog with a leash. A dog gets excited. You're like, want to hear a joke? Want to hear a joke?
Oh, no, it's magic.
Let's see here. Parents sue McDonald's after a 4-year-old is burned by chicken McNuggets.
What?
What happened here, Shannon?
Did he grab them out of the oil?
Yeah.
So it says that. So the mom, she got two like little Happy Meals for her kids. She pulled away. She handed the Happy Meals back to the kids in the back seats. And then one of the kids dropped. I don't know if they dropped it or if they on purpose like put the chicken nuggets on their lap. But as the car was driving, one of the chicken nuggets slid and got stuck in between the seatbelt and the kid's like leg. And it caused burns. And hold on, I can show it to you in this video real quick.
Ew, just a
the
car
burns.
With babies and tots.
Ooh.
No way.
Well, it's a baby, and that woman's letting loose.
Oh, my God.
No way. Float around. This is that's not.
It. No.
Hot nug.
Those are different pictures.
No, I had a friend get a serious burn from McDonald's coffee. Everything is so hot.
Yeah, but not a chicken nugget.
What do you mean? If it's fresh out of the fryer?
That
if it's fresh
out of the fryer?
If it's fresh out of the fryer?
If it's fresh out of the fryer for a baby?
Do you have your tongue burnt by
a
chicken nugget?
And you say,
yeah,
baby.
It'll make you
I'm just salivating. But if it's fresh out of the fryer.
If it's fresh out of the fryer, then you're going to burn my wig.
Bro, there's no way a chicken nugget did that. They're trying to game the system.
They might be.
You think they burnt their own baby?
Remember when did Josh Adam Myers end up suing
that baby's skin was white.
Do we know?
No, I don't think
he did. What was he suing for?
Because they spilled the coffee on him. It was hilarious. So we were doing the Legion of Skanks live. We had cameras on it and everything. Thank you, darling. And what's it called? The woman went to go hand him the coffee, and he went to go take it. And I don't know if it was his fault or her fault. It was like a bad pass off, right? But the top wasn't completely on.
So no!
The whole thing just fell in his lap, and it was one of the funniest things.
Covered in coffee, man.
Did he burn his penis?
I think he burned his thighs. I'm like,
skin graft, man.
I can't imagine him mad. Oh, yes, I can. Got it now.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, I got it. It's like him also happy.
Yeah.
That's fake, I'm calling it.
So yeah, I mean,
it's not fake. That baby's skin was white. It's not a fake. It's a pure white family.
Yeah, but I think white families are more inclined to. Oh, and it's black?
Yeah, it's a black family.
Oh, never mind.
Light skin black? That baby's all uppity? All right.
Yeah, this is the mom getting the food.
An uppity baby.
Let's see the mom.
Oh, there's her getting it.
It's fake for real.
I mean, the settlement they deserve to have your black child burned by chicken.
McDonald's is too hot. Look at the guy holding it in court. It's really funny.
Oh man, that's like getting attacked by Mickey Mouse or like.
Look at him. This Happy Meal.
The thing you love the most.
Attacked my baby.
So wait, is there video of the?
Turns out this Happy Meal wasn't so happy.
It's just a screenshot from the closed caption thing. What they're claiming is that there aren't any warning signs on the chicken on the Happy Meal box.
Wait, show those burns again.
Yeah, hold on.
That looks like
I don't want to see a baby burn.
Let's see the burns and guess what shape chicken nugget it was.
I mean, it looks like someone put a TIG weld up to her.
Do they have different shapes?
I don't know. They have different shapes.
Yeah, there's a boot.
I hate
a glove.
You're thinking of countries in Europe.
So. No, I'm not. The chicken nuggets have there's like four shapes. I'm telling you, I did not make this up.
A boot. These are shapes of states.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
I didn't know they had different shapes.
Nobody thinks you're wrong. Definitely not. No. Oh,
a
what? Boot,
a bone, a bell, and a ball.
Yeah.
Bell of the ball.
Those are not those shapes. Those are just.
How is that a bone?
I think because it's supposed to be skinnier in the middle. What? Like a dog bone.
Ew.
These are not.
No.
They're not actual shapes, though. No. Those are just
no,
what people
those are
have
what
named
they're
them.
Called.
Oh, I got it.
Those this are the four
is,
shapes.
So I
those
a Rorschach test for people with food addiction.
Yeah, totally.
Those are the four shapes.
What do you see?
That's a father beating a son.
I see my parents divorced.
Yeah.
All right, let's
see a hug from a stepdad.
Cruise passenger arrested for installing hidden camera in a bathroom on a boat. How did that happen? How do you install a hidden camera?
So it says that once they got into like the international waters, he
it's legal.
He hold on, I'll show you. This is what they found installed in the bathroom. And he hit it above the door.
Nice.
Right there.
I always jerk off thinking that this is happening.
Whoa.
Focusing directly on the toilet.
Yeah.
And in this particular bathroom is where everybody was like changing into their bathing suits and stuff.
Yeah, taking shits.
Smart guy.
And he captured a total of 150 guests, including 40 children.
Yeah, oh,
40
no.
children. Oh.
Yeah, get the kids.
Had to
yeah,
it.
But you got
to
crack a few eggs. To make
he closed his eyes during that. He fast-forwarded. Yeah. I know it. I know it.
That's how they're going to get him. That's how they're going to get him because
totally.
If you caught me shitting on I'd literally be like, this guy's hilarious.
Totally.
Whatever, dude. Keep it. Have fun. But the kids.
Kids. Can't do kids.
Yeah, you can't be taping no kids, bro.
That is crazy to watch somebody shitting.
I do get, you know what's funny? Like, I get really violently angry when I see people pissing in public, like in the daytime.
Me too.
I'm like, there's fucking kids out here.
But there's also like bushes, there's parks, there's so many hiding places.
I don't care. Bushes and parks don't have eyes.
Where's
okay?
the public?
Kids
no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying go in there. Where, we mean like between
like
cars.
Oh, on the street.
Like in between
cars.
Yeah. Like just during the day. Yeah, no. Like yesterday, it was like a fucking UPS driver just got out and he's just pissing on like the side of his UPS car. And I went, and he fucking jumped and fucking
yeah,
pissed
that's
off the side. And I was just like, I'm like, there's just fucking kids out here. Like, you can't really have your dick out.
Yeah.
Where there's going to be some little 5-year-old girl that's going to like see your fucking genitals. People do get busted for.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Like,
I think it's public indecency.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Indecent exposure.
Yeah, but can't you be charged as a sexual predator if it's within a certain amount of
time? I think you can, right? So, like, if I'm with my son and there's somebody pissing on a wall and their dick is out. If I wanted to make a stink about it, I think I could be like, oh, yeah, that person's exposed themselves to my
Have you ever
kid.
Seen Sovereign Citizen videos?
No.
Where people are, they read Reddit and they think they're a lawyer, so when they get pulled over, they're like, this is a violation of subsection C, and the cop just, like, smashes their window. What if you just had...
I do like those. I like when they're wrong and the cops are like, no.
Oh, dude, it's
there was
the
one
best.
Guy, he's with his, like, two kids. It was, like, a 17 and 19-year-old kid yeah. with the dad, and the dad's just being a fucking smarmy cunt. He's like, well, actually, you don't have the right to search yeah. and blah, 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 blah. And, like, it was, like, I guess it was a station where they have to check for, like, it's like an agriculture station where it's like there can't be certain bugs that are like allowed like into the atmosphere. They have to make sure you're not bringing like fruit or whatever. And yeah. it's not about like searching your car. You don't have the right to say no to it. They're like, no, you can't come into the fucking country
yeah.
if you don't make sure that if we don't make sure you're not bringing like fruits and fucking certain yeah. like bugs into the atmosphere. And this guy was like, no. And he like took off and the cops came and they just fucking, did they arrest him? They arrested his kids.
Oh, it's the best.
It was a fucking whole, oh, I
he
loved
took
it, dude.
Off?
Yeah, he was
dude,
like, no,
when,
I'm
going. Dude, when the cops are like arresting them, like, I do not consent. I do not consent. It's like, what do you think the cops are going to be like? Ah, we're stymied.
I just, it was like.
I would just love if you started doing Sovereign Citizen videos, but you attached James to your chest and a baby Bjorn. And when you saw a guy pissing, you just ran up to him, you're like, you're within a distance of a kid.
Look, I'll hold his head.
Yeah.
He Hate Me in the Racist live chat keeps on posting nudes of pretty hot chicks. You know what? A thing that's been popping up in my algorithm lately on Instagram, it'll be just a woman and she's wearing like a see through, like nightie almost.
Nice.
Okay.
And there'll be a light behind her and you just see her dangling pussy lips.
Yep.
Like the shadow
what?
Of that.
Are they good or bad?
They're great.
Wait,
great.
Show me an example.
Yeah, you'll just see like the knuckle
dangling
through the bottom.
You just said dangling.
Yeah, that doesn't sound.
No, sounds no, it's horrifying.
Pretty
cool, dude.
It's pretty fucking great.
I saw an old man's dangling bone, like ball sack, and it was so long through his nightgown once, my friend's great-grandfather. It was like to his knees swinging. It was crazy.
I've been trying to get him. I've been trying to get him out of my algorithm because James uses it. So I've started clicking on other shit, and I don't know if I have any right now. A lot of muscly bitches though right now. I'll tell you that much.
I used to work on a truck, and we would go pick up stuff from this old man in the middle of Jersey, and he would always wear denim shorts, and he would put his foot up on the truck and talk to us, and every time his old balls would just fall out the other side, and he'd be standing there talking to you. No, he was oblivious. Yeah. He was like an old nudge.
I don't have any of my algorithm right now.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is the type of thing, Shannon. See?
That's fake.
And that's like Sagalo.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. That is...
No, you'll see the pussy lips, dude.
No one's pussy lips are hanging down that low. That
disagree.
Looks like a trans woman's penis.
Wait, it's her hair. That? That's what you're seeing there. It's her, like, bush.
No, it's not.
It may be hair, but no. This is a regular category that happens on Instagram now.
Yeah,
no,
you like that? That what little is that? Dangle is a penis.
No. I mean, yes. I mean, that one is,
no, it's a
wishful
shadow.
Wishful thinking.
Wait, can we have one more, please?
This is a whole category.
Hey, you know what?
What
I'll
is
take
it called?
Upon myself to investigate.
Puppet show? Pussy puppet show?
I don't know, dude. Fucking
pussy puppet show. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, here we go. A child. Perfect.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they just show their fucking vaginas.
That's, dude, that's
what a little monkey.
Just a woman
it's
in a bathing suit with a...
Evil. Everything is sexualized. These people need Jesus.
But they figured out a way around, like how is that allowed on Instagram? But like, it's just showing
is not.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But they even like see,
or we're not allowed to cuss.
You're
that's
allowed to
what's
see.
Insane.
You're allowed to see on
calling swearing cussing is pretty wild.
What
cuss?
Yeah, if I tell somebody cussing. To fucking kill themselves, then I get my account suspended.
Dude, somebody called me a fucking hook-nosed Jew, and I go,
whoa.
Hey. You're a simple-minded fool, and I don't have to engage with you. And I got the community guideline
that's
violation.
Because they flagged you for the
yeah. Did you flag
thing.
Them?
No.
Because you're not a fucking queer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But so. The whole thing got flagged.
Yes, that's what they do. They troll you. Yeah. Then you say, fuck you. Then they...
That's
they
so
flag you.
Fucked.
He won. You're actually just... Yeah. Ian posting his L should be in a Twitter refund.
You can't respond to people. I wish that I could hold your arms down.
And?
What?
Huh?
You can't do it.
What?
You, when you respond to people, yes, they know that they can get at you. That's why you get attacked.
Yeah, but sometimes
so much.
You gotta respond.
I think when I'm responding, I'm having fun and laughing.
You know what
but
I
it
say?
Turns out that it's like a ratio or something. I'm finding out.
Yeah, you've been getting ratioed regularly, probably.
What's a ratio?
It's like you say "fuck you" to somebody, and then they, in a more clever way, say it back to you, and then everyone out more people like what they said to you than what you originally said.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Cope or sad," and I'm like,
that
"What?
Sucks.
What are you talking
like,
about?"
Like if you were going Jake Flores's Twitter, he's constantly being ratioed. He'll like post something and then all people that hate him will just like respond to it, and then somebody will respond something clever like eat some cum faggot.
Yeah.
500 likes on the comment.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it'll be like,
okay,
capitalism's
okay.
The reason why I
you know,
do it.
I really it's so funny because we did talk about it. We talked about his blackface, which was hilarious.
Amazing.
What was his blackface?
He did blackface. Like
he did a show where he
ago.
Acted like Red Fox.
Yeah.
But he did it in blackface.
Yeah. Which I don't care at all. It's the funniest thing he's ever done. But he's
the fact
so,
that he calls other people out
he's
for
so
it,
embarrassed about
it.
Like literally, he will not like.
He did
doesn't
he apologize.
He
publicly?
Doesn't acknowledge it. Like if you fucking respond to his shit with that, he like because his people won't understand it. They won't get it. You know what I'm saying? What's funny is like our people
nice.
Will.
Yeah.
Like we don't give a shit at all. The Legion of Skanks fans. I don't fucking want him to be canceled for it. I don't think he should be. But the reality is if people that he is friends with and on his side find mm-hmm. out about it, he's nervous that they're
that's
not
him.
Going to work with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't. It's fucking, what a crazy world to be in.
He won't acknowledge, he won't be like, that's me.
No, he won't. I think he acknowledged it once and he deleted the acknowledgement of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Are you Danny?
No.
Danny G. German?
No.
Who's Danny G. German?
I know who it is.
You know
I'll
who it is?
I'll tell you off air.
Text me right now. I won't say anything.
I need to know, too.
My phone's over there.
Do I know them?
I'll write it down.
Write it down.
Why? What did Danny G. German say?
She's
well, you know
one.
That's not the name.
I know.
Yeah.
Say it
there. It's a troll account that
it's
drives
a troll
people
account.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it's mainly crazy. Just for Jake. That rules. I mean, it's a really long name. Jesus
cool
Christ.
Cool that it is.
I'm giving context.
You're giving context. I don't need context. Say the fucking name, cocksucker. Jesus Christ.
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Oh my God, it's a fucking paragraph.
You need it. You do need it. I approve.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Makes sense.
Kind of sad.
Sense. Yeah.
I don't mind a troll account.
I need to see the rest of what it is.
Did you read the last part?
Yes, I did.
It says Lewis is gay. Woo! I didn't see it when he wrote it, so it got me. It got all the way around and got me.
All right. Wait, give me my fucking notes back. Give me my goddamn give me the fucking notes back. I'm excited. I'm going
our
from
next
here.
Story. I'm gay.
This just in. Oh, can I tell a story? New story? I just got off probation.
What? Why are we on probation?
Felony, fourth class felony weapons charge.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's also Ian's Dave just got off probation. Father's birthday.
All my friends are just getting off probation now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I...
he had brass knuckles and they put him in jail.
At
just
the
a
airport.
Thing of brass, not on, just in his bag.
Yeah. In his butt.
Why'd
in
you have ass. Why'd you have brass knuckles?
Because a bunch of our friends are being assaulted at night coming home on the subway after gigs. And I had a friend who this guy came out to her noon, midday, grabbed her arm when she screamed. He spit in her mouth and slapped her in the face and ran.
It's just a hilarious prank.
Bang, bang,
you got pranked.
He ding, slapped ding, her ding, in the face. How did he spit in her mouth?
I'm Steve-O and this is a slap a bitch prank.
spit in your mouth, slap a bitch prank.
Yeah.
You pull her hair back and then run while you laugh. That is pretty bad.
A big fat guy slaps you in the face and spits in your mouth and you chase him into midgets.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. But no, I had brass knuckles, and they were in a pocket of a coat, and I was like, oh, yeah, you could throw them out. And they're like, no, we already sent this down to D.C. You got to be arrested.
Where was this at?
Newark Airport. I was headed to a gig in Utah to open for Attell, and my one call in jail was to him to go, hey, I'm not going to make the gig.
You said, I got to tell you something.
I got to tell you something, brother. I ain't going to make it. And I had $500 cash on me, and they go, what's this? And I go, what's that? It's yours if you let me go. And they go, are you bribing an officer?
No.
And I was like, no, I'm just kidding around. Yeah, so I just was in jail for half the day, got a flight later, missed the first show.
Oh, okay, it's not bad. Only half
class
a day,
D,
not bad.
Felony weapon charge.
It's
I
crazy
pled
that
down.
You can get a felony charge. Are you going to felony charge and be out that day? I would assume that the process.
Yeah, that's a catch and release with bail reform. So
you paid.
That's what I do when I go to Belize. When we go fishing.
What?
Do catch and release.
You go to Belize?
Yeah.
You Belize it?
That's what your girlfriend calls your reprimand.
Yeah, no, that's the bail reform where you can get charged with a felony and get released hours later. Anyway,
because you pay a lot of money to get out.
No. I paid no money to get out.
What?
It's no cash bail.
So
that's the whole thing.
You were just
could go assault someone right now and get that's why these homeless guys have 47
felonies
arrests because they keep getting arrested and just let out that day.
Yeah.
And a lot of them get arrested because they know, well, I need a place to sleep. It's midnight. I'll just get arrested.
So what would you prefer? You had been in there longer?
No, I mean, hey, sometimes the system works out for the good guy.
That's fucking crazy. You have a felony. That's crazy.
No, I don't. I pled down to a misdemeanor. I was on probation for a year for criminal mischief, and it's going to be expunged.
Criminal mischief is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was
criminal
cute.
Mischief.
Yeah.
A little mischief. I'm gonna name my
and
dog
my lawyer
mischief.
Is my best friend's brother, who I grew up with, and we called him and we've done coke on a jet ski. And bleep his name. But yeah, it was.
How do you do coke on a jet ski?
I just had to do. You just fucking bring it out in the bathing suit and just fucking throttle it and then just idle it and then. Bump it up.
You were that's sitting crazy. On a jet ski doing coke. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's
going to
be...
With another man.
It's going to be windy and wet. Those are
it
two things,
me.
Two things
if you have a little fuck, if you have a little coke. Fucking vial and a little fucking
you went
silver,
jet skiing and you did coke.
I don't know if I believe this story.
What are you talking about?
I think
about?
There was a boat.
I think you're a
let's go on a fucking jet ski right now.
I'll fucking jet ski it up with you. I'll fucking jet ski it up with
and
you.
And you'll do coke?
Yeah. I'll relapse to prove a point.
I don't think you could do coke on a jet ski.
I'm not could saying you while you're riding. You take the jet ski out.
Okay.
You idle it. You take the coke out of your pocket. You have a little straw. You stick the straw in.
No, dude.
A
if I'm
straw?
Doing coke,
now we have a straw.
It's crazy.
A small
He's
straw.
He's never even done coke, I don't think.
You take the coke. You eat it.
A small straw.
You eat the coke.
You put it in your suntan lotion. You go
yeah,
for a ride.
You rub it on your skin.
You
and then the sun activates the cocaine.
I love the idea that this guy is like, here's some coke, Ian, through the little straw.
Oh, I brought it.
You on coke is so scary.
No, Ian, I don't believe you. If I was doing coke on a jet ski, I'm literally only doing it while I'm playing chicken with my buddy on his own jet ski, and we're fucking going and fucking taking bumps as we fucking crash into each other because I'm
which
not
means
moving.
Be careful you when you play coke. Chicken that's how that little black kid got
oh
turned.
No
you
play chicken.
And if you did that would mean you did coke on your jet ski. Yahtzee.
Nazi.
Hey.
Hey.
Nazi.
Hey. Yeah, but I'm...
Where's the weirdest place you've ever done coke, Jordan?
I'm off probation.
Weirdest place you've ever done coke?
God bless.
Oh, I've done a lot of coke. Probably bowling.
First time you did coke?
Way too far back. That was probably in Montreal when I went to go see like a... No, probably even further back. College, freshman year.
Lucky Chang's on First and First. Tranny
karaoke. I don't remember this
it's
stuff.
Not trannies.
Don't
fucking
say tranny.
Drag
queens. That's
drag
what
queens.
We. That's what we used to call it. No,
you hate
that.
Hate,
say
hater.
They called it that.
I,
say the company
they
called it
that.
There you go.
It was called that back in the day. And
there was a sign that
it was
said,
called Lucky Chang's, and we did it in the bathroom. And I grabbed my friend and said, "If I die, don't tell my mom I did this." And then this girl gave me a little coke, and then I went back in and was like, "Can I do more of that?" And she was like, "Just half the bag."
Wow, really?
Yeah.
She gave you the whole bag.
Yeah.
My, oh, yeah. I have,
you turn
I
into a monster,
a
people kind of do what you want.
And that was
not good.
Really good coke. Really yeah, good sure. coke. That was a problem. I lost a bunch of weight, though.
I did coke. The first time I did coke was, I'll tell you the date. I mean, I can't tell you the date.
Whoa.
You no can get way. The date. You can get the date, Shannon, right now. Because it was.
Wait, can I guess?
Go ahead.
September 2001.
Yeah.
What?
9/11.
Oh,
was it the 4th? Maybe
it will be
you know. You
Tuesday.
Know. Zach knows the story.
I know.
No way.
I yeah.
Zach wait. What is it?
It was the day that System of a Down
Toxicity
came out.
Oh my God!
So I did coke off the cover of that album. It was the first time I ever did coke.
Oh, that's great.
While listening to that song, we're good. What is the song?
Puerto Rican on coke.
Crazy guy go cocaine. Crazy guy go coke. Makes you high. Do you really want to go? Stop.
It's called Psycho, I think.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you're right, Zach, it was September 4th.
Make
now,
it
when
hot.
Did you do it?
How old were you?
I was 19.
Wow.
19, yeah, with my buddy James Ciccone. Shout out to James Ciccone. He's in Florida now, I believe. He was doing a ton of coke, and he would go to the city, and he would buy, like, he would essentially buy, like, grams
yeah.
for, like, 30 or 40 bucks from like a dude in the Bronx, and he would bag them up for like 50, 60 bucks and sell them up in Rockland County.
Now it's 100.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But
I'm
we did some.
That feeling in the back of my throat right now.
I cum. Hate
cum. Yeah, cum. Lucky Chang's.
Yeah. I'm feeling a woman's cum right now.
Yeah, so that's what. And then it was cool. I liked it the first time. I didn't have a problem with it till like way later in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my first time
it
ever.
It sucks because you know it sucks, but once you're in it, you're in it. Like once the dips begin,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because then the next day you're so bummed out and you're like, well, this will help. And then
I really
wins.
Love the fact that I'm just over drugs.
Yeah,
in my life.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you drink?
I drink, yeah. I drink
you
a
smoke
lot.
Weed.
I smoke a ton
that's
of weed.
That's a drug.
I drink.
You're not over drugs.
Yeah,
weed
you're
is
not
the
over
worst
drugs.
Drug.
Calm down.
Yeah, weed's
calm
terrible.
The fuck down. Sucks. It's not. No, no, no.
You're wrong.
Weed it's not. Sucks. No, maybe you've never fucking.
Done a dab before, dude.
No, dude. But that's I no, cool. I had problems with like coke and Molly and like real hard drugs. So weed is just a mild fucking it gives
that's
gets rid
fair.
Of my anxiety. To be honest with you, it's
how?
Almost at this point, I would borderline say that it is like more medicinal than recreational for me.
There medicinal weed, okay.
Because I smoke it to just sort of get rid of my anxiety. It's not really social very often. Like on Legion of Skanks, we do. But my girl doesn't smoke. Like, no, nobody, like, I smoke by myself. I'll get up. I'll just get a little bit fucking high.
You morning smoke?
Yeah.
Dude, there's.
I get up every morning at 5 a.m. I take a dab and I go back to sleep for 2
hours.
No,
you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That's addict behavior.
Yeah, that is an addict. Addict or addict? Addict.
He's an addict.
Dude, we.
This is empty upstairs.
My dad used to smoke 11 joints a day. And he was addicted to it. And he would get weird without it.
Are you getting a lecture from Bugs and Fruit over here?
Weed sucks.
Weed does suck.
We're on a lot of antidepressants, but weed fucking sucks.
Yeah, I'm not on any medications. I was on Adderall for a while, and I have really, really bad ADD, and it fucked me up, and it made me crazy, and made me into like an angry lunatic.
Who?
Yeah.
Adderall?
Yeah, Adderall.
It's all bad.
Yeah, it's all bad. So, I guess I could try anti-anxiety medication because I have a ton of anxiety, but why wouldn't I just smoke a little weed?
You're not smoking a little weed. You're waking up and baking up.
And then when you wake up again, do you smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoke. Oh, I'm always high.
That sucks. Uh-huh.
But it's not like high. I'm normal. Like,
no,
I'm,
you're leveling out because without it, you go through acute withdrawal.
Yeah, because you
it wouldn't be horrible. That cute. I would be fucking freaking out. There's nothing cute about what I do.
I'm freaking out.
Hide your candy.
Somebody's angry.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
I'm gonna wee waps.
I'm gonna do criminal mischief.
Doggy, yeah, no. No, what I would I think the weed sort of like slows me down. I would be a lot more anxious, I think, and a lot more sort of ready to fucking
because
jump down
you'd be
throat.
Going through withdrawal.
Oh, I hate when people smoke. I'd rather date a guy who is an alcoholic than a guy who like.
But I'm a little
high.
Bit of both. But also, I'm alcoholic. Like I drink. I drink a lot. We have a nice bar at home now where it's like we're just
choose.
Jews.
You can do both.
No, I would never.
We're
I would never
back
hang
the
with
onion
Jews.
Layers.
Dude, speaking of Jews, when you blew the blunt smoke in Ari Shaffir's face at Skankfest, that gave me, I could feel my heart like, do. You were pulling a blunt and pumping it into his face. I was like, the panic attacks on both end of this are so, weed sucks.
No, hey, calm down. We like weed.
Let me tell you, if
Zach,
you,
do you like weed?
If you
you haven't spoken in 8 years. You should stop smoking weed also.
I'm not high at all right now.
Can your dick get hard all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the blowjob.
Too much.
Smoking weed. If you smoke,
really?
If you stop the thing you're doing,
41.
All right, keep talking.
If you stop the thing you're doing because that thing was killing you, and you smoke weed, I get it. Harm reduction is good, but people can trick themselves into thinking it's medicinal for the rest of their life and be addicted to that.
The other problem is if something's wrong with your body and you're high all the time. This is what happened to my dad. He just died spontaneously because he wasn't in touch with. He wasn't like. Able to be like this, my lungs are weird. I need to get checked out.
I think I'm a little bit more like I don't get high. Like I'm just not high. Like I'm normal.
Yeah, it levels.
So I don't think that I would not know. I'm not like so high where I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm not noticing that my lung is collapsing right now. I'm just sort of
existing.
I mean, what's happening? My lung does now. I'm in my head. I feel my lung currently collapsing.
Yeah,
could be.
Yeah. We care about you. Oh wow, what?
That was at it.
Lewis, do you need mouth to mouth?
Stop it, Ian.
Do you need mustache?
See, now he's high and panicking.
Yeah, see?
Stop. Come
look
on,
at him.
Chill.
You are sweating a little.
I am sweating.
Yeah, I see it.
Look at him panicking.
Fucking hot.
Weed sucks. The panic with weed is awful. Okay, wait. What about your kid? You don't mind that your kid's like, my dad's high all the time? I hated when my dad was high all the time. I felt like he wasn't there with me. I felt like he was cheating on
Maybe
me.
That's why he cries all the time.
My son doesn't cry all the time.
You said he did earlier in the show.
I have a.
Maybe that's why he sends letters to people going, please tell my dad to stop drinking weed. Ian and Jordan. Yeah. I listen to your podcast. I love it.
Dear Ian and Jordan, let's just call me Dames.
Yeah.
My father is always high. He's not
Dames
really
Domez.
There. Dames Domez. Dames Day Domez. No, I didn't want to stigmatize weed around my son. My sister smokes weed. Like we're
classic.
Yeah, we're not. It's weed. His mom drinks wine, right? So why can't I smoke a little weed? What's the difference?
Because your kid is going to get into. Yeah, it's a drug.
Drinking's bad too.
Drinking's awful. It's
drinking's
all good.
A drug too.
It's all
stop.
Bad. It is.
Yeah. Guys, you're both you are addicted to fucking men's cum, so shut the fuck up, dude. That's more dangerous
a man's
than anything.
In
dude. You're gonna get AIDS.
No,
so don't
I'm
fucking
not.
Tell me about what I'm doing, dude.
What?
You are addicted to sex.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I know.
I am addicted to
love.
Pain.
Pain.
And that is also a problem. True. But we are, hold my hand, working to stop that. I wanted you to say that at the same time.
Do you do anal, Jordan?
Yes.
You like it?
What? Everybody
like
likes it.
Not everybody likes it.
That's crazy.
Oh, she does anal and it's fine. I do anal and I'm a fucking cooler person.
You're fucking AIDS patient homo.
It's because of the... It's
stigma.
No, that's not true. Do you
stigma
think,
dick in this guy's ass?
Look, we're not talking about him doing it. It's because of the way that you do it in a shame way. It's like if I was like, yeah, I dated this guy and he hit me and I loved it because we had a mutual understanding. You'd be like, that's fine that you like pain, but because I'm coming and coming to you and being like, it hurts again. You're divulging. You're like, well, I blew a dude in a booty, booty, bit. It's obviously a shame related thing.
It was a bitty, bitty, bit.
Yeah, you always do it in that voice. Well, I sucked another dick in the side of a
trailer. You blew a guy in a bitty, bitty, bop.
Yes,
I bitty, bitty.
Every time it's in a bitty, bitty, bop. It's never in a.
It's a bitty, bitty, bum, bum.
Yeah,
I got it in my bitty, bitty, bum, bum.
You're always sneaking it into existence so that people can be like,
you blew a dude in Fiddler on the Roof lyrics.
It was a cat on a hot tin cock.
Oh, boy.
Weed's gay.
Yeah. Weed is not gay. Weed is fine for me. I don't think that I smoke weed in a gay way. I, you know, it's...
Yeah, you do. You smoke a blunt like this.
I do.
That actually is true. When you put a blunt in your mouth to wet it.
Yeah, you lick it.
Gay as hell.
I lick it. It looks like I'm eating a pussy, dude. I'm like,
That's a Puerto Rican penis with the sleeve on it. Still.
And it looks like yours. It's brown and different colors.
Yeah, you love to suck your own dick, dude.
Yeah.
You're gay for your own dick.
Yep. And also, it's gay because you lick all over the blunt and share it with your guy friends.
Hey, but also, it's okay to be gay.
It is. And I prove that.
But weed, it's a bad kind of gay.
Yeah. Mm. Good kind of gay.
I don't like bad this. I actually don't like what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Truth?
No, it ain't truth.
This
no?
is where John Moore.
You guys are nobody in the Racist Live Chat appreciates this, by the way.
Because they're all addicted to weed too.
They all think
and
it's
that's fucking
fine. Great.
That's fine.
Ew, grinder guys, and they bring out a grinder and they mix it, and then they have little crumbs on their desk, and then they roll.
You got so excited when you said grinder guys.
Yeah, I did see him get
Can
offended.
I have my phone back?
I was like, why is he mad? And then he was like, oh, got it, right.
Oh, shit. I wonder how many loser guys that had girlfriends because they deal weed are out of girlfriends because now weed's legal and they don't need them.
Yeah.
No, you man. Know? Dispensaries are so fucking expensive around here. You're staying with your dealer.
You think?
Yeah.
No, I like better quality shit, though. So the problem is with dealers is like now you go to like a weed guy and it's just fuck you. You don't really know what you're going to get. You go to a dispensary, at least you get some fucking high
quality
shit.
There's tons of robberies in the city because they're robbing these dispensaries.
Really?
Because they're all under the table drug dealers.
Yeah.
This thing, opening the bag and being like, this is some good, that's not medicinal.
Well, that's crazy. I don't do that anymore. Like, I'm not like, I won't go like, so you go to some of the dispensaries and like, they'll have like a monocle, like you're looking at like a diamond, like a diamond, yeah. And you can bring the nug under
Adam
it.
Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems.
Doggy, it's fucking crazy. And you're supposed to look at it and they have a smelling jar and all these, and I'm like.
A smelling
jar? I literally go in. And if it's a digital thing, I'll order it digitally. Or if there's a person behind the counter, I say, give me the strongest shit you have.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to walk. And then they give me the strongest shit they have. I don't need any. There's no like the smell and the tarpons and the fucking gibbagoo and the fucking.
You don't want the bitty bitty.
You don't feel
bitty,
bitty dissociated?
Bops. Yeah.
What do you know? I just want the strongest shit possible.
But are you present in your life or are you a little dissociated?
No, I'm very present. I run like five businesses. I'm touring.
I know.
Regularly.
I'm not asking if you're busy. I'm asking if you're.
I had 19 people watching me play
what
video games on Twitch.
What color are your child's eyes? Oh, wow.
Shut up. When I broke up with a girl, dude, it was so funny.
What?
Like, it ended, I won't say who, and I won't react, and I won't react when you guys start naming names, so shut the fuck up.
Let's spin the wheel.
But she literally, it ended with like, she was just like, almost like hysterical, like just fucking, you know, she was thinking I was like trying to like leave her for another girl, and none of that happened. It was like literally just, the reality was it just wasn't working anymore, and it was like, it was time to move on, right? It wasn't going to be a thing. But she was like, and when she texted me, she's like, I bet you don't even know my middle name. And I didn't. And then I ignored that. And she's like, what's my middle name? And I kept on ignoring it. And then it just divulged into her just repeating over and over again, what's my middle name?
What's my name again?
And I remember asking James, I was like, hey, James, do you remember her middle name? And he was like, I have no idea.
I think her name is Kwa. Her last name's Omo.
No, stop. Not that one. It's one of the other ones.
I know.
You know nothing.
What is your middle name?
James.
Oh.
James.
All right, we got to run. This has been fun.
This has been great. Thanks,
so
man.
So much fun with you guys. Love you guys both.
Love you guys.
Ian, sorry for shaming you about your drug addiction.
Don't worry, it's not a drug addiction.
Yeah.
Jordan Jensen.
Jordan Jensen, LOL, stop.
What is your Twitter? I tried to tweet. I tried to tag you on Twitter.
Somebody
today.
Has a fake Twitter of me that's at Big Boy Wumbus.
But that's not you.
No, it's
absolutely not.
Okay.
And yeah, it's Jordan Jensen with G's instead of J's. But it's not me. It's some really transphobic, scary guy.
All right. I got to run. You guys are the best. We'll check you guys on Friday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.